Thank God, this is the last day of 1 Corinthians. Yeah, very joyful that we have chance to worship the Lord together. I just feel like to know how many of you have good NYTS this year. Raise your hand. You like enjoy the prayer, enjoy God and everything. Raise your hand. Okay. How many of you feel like kind of waste my time? Okay. May the Lord continue to help us that we can continue to grow in the grace and love of Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians talk about the problem of church. Even though church are still very weak, but we can see that there are cold saints and there are all types of problems over there. Now, when chapter 6 introduction talk about the body needs food and the body needs intimacy. And chapter 7 talk about general principle and all types of situation in terms of relationship. Now we go to chapter 8. Chapter 8 to chapter 10 is about eating and drinking. Especially you talk about your freedom to eat in the temple, idol temple. Actually, to some people, they believe and they know actually maybe the food offered in idol temple may not offer to idol. How many of you ever, maybe I shouldn't ask this question, how many of your friends ever dine or go to restaurant by the idol temple? Or how many of you all went to Eastern Society, have you ever eat in front of miaoko? Miaoko means that the street nearby idol temple, right? Usually in the old days, especially countryside, even in Taiwan, I believe old days too, temples is the gathering places. Like they are the center of people's life. They are like temple, city hall, everything are together. So there are a lot of good food, especially like in Taiwan, Jilong Miaoko. How many of you heard that, this term? Yeah, many good food over there. And of course, this is not in the temple, but in old days, some people believe that they do not offer idol. The food was not offered to idol. Therefore, they feel freely to sit inside. And Paul was trying to say that you can exercise your freedom. You have good knowledge. But do you truly want to do it to stumble your brother and your sisters? You can eat and drink, but if you make your brother fall, do you want to exercise this type of liberty? So basically, he's talking about your knowledge, your liberty, and what is true liberty, right? Please read chapter 8, verse 1. Chapter 8, verse 1. I just realized there's a sister from Vancouver called what Ting? Something. Yi Ting. Huh? Wen Ting. Can you read? Which one? Where? Okay, can you read? What is your name? Wen Ting, okay. Chapter 8, verse 1. Two. Three. Yes, So knowledge, is knowledge good? Knowledge is good, because knowledge is power. The Bible says, my people perish because of lack of knowledge. Like David made Uzzah to use new cart, oxen cart, to carry the Ark of God into the David city, and later Uzzah got destroyed because lack of knowledge, and he was perished. Knowledge is always good. It is power. Can you imagine that people can take away all your possessions, but nobody can take away anything inside here? So it's a invisible assets. I think when you were young, I tell you the story. There are three person go to a far place. One is a merchant with, maybe let's say just to simplify the story, a lot of silver and gold and merchants, right? And the other is a scholar, a rabbi, right? And when they go across the river, the boat happened to sink. They can only save people. The gold and silver was gone, right? So these two people went to a new place, right? One lost everything he has, but the other still have many things inside here. So really, you study the Word of God, you go to school, what is the purpose for it? Is that you can gain more knowledge. You could benefit about knowledge, but there's one thing really sad, that is knowledge make people puff up. How many of you despise your parents because they don't speak good English? Right? Because you are educated over here, and sometimes just look down on them. They don't know the culture over here. They don't enjoy Burger King, or burgers, not Burger King, right? And so you have more knowledge, you tend to look down on those who do not have education. But the Bible tries to say that according you ought to know, you know nothing. Means that there is no limitation of knowledge pursuing. What is your major? Let's say engineering. You can only know this little field of engineer, right? How about other stuff? How about human body? What is your major? Biology. But you do not know many poems in the society. I think the knowledge poem in the world could be King Solomon, right? He really know a lot of stuff. But still, he feel vanity. He realized that the more knowledge you have, the more sorrow you have. That is his conclusion. So you have knowledge. Why not you have more love? Love, even the Bible says, if you have love, you are known by God. 爱神的人是为所认识的. Now, you know knowledge, yes, but there are more knowledge to pursue. You love people, you love God, yet you are known by God. You love by God. So maybe you are not as talented, as gifted, but you always have the grace and mercy follow you. I think that's most amazing things. Maybe I tell you this story. I know a preacher's son. He is retired already. He kept telling me, when I went to his house, he kept telling me, you know, he is always the last one in the class. Last one in everything, but for some reason always was able to make it. He complained that he blamed that he was living, was brought up in an industrial area, Kaohsiung Gongyechi, right? Kaohsiung Gongyechi, this industrial area, there are many chemicals. So he says that his brain is like a concrete. Japanese, Adama Konguria, huh? It's a brain, it's not functioning. I go to school, he's always like, no matter what, he go to high school, he's the last one to enter into high school. Go to college, he's the last one to enter college. He happened to go into the company, he's the last one because people quit, so he was able to enroll. And then he got opportunity to go to Canada. And for some reason, God just blessed him with good opportunity. And he retired maybe when he was 50. He says that he is nobody, but for some reason, the grace of God simply followed him. He is known by God. So I know effort is important. Pursuing is important, but I really admire one verse God talked to Moses. I know you by your name. You find grace in my sight. You can be everything in the world, but you don't have God. You are not known by God. I think you miss a lot in life. Since you are kids, I like this story. I think I shared with you many times, right? There were three mothers, yeah? Yeah, do you remember that story? Washing clothes by the riverbank? How many of you heard this story? They are boasting about their kids. The two mothers were boasting about their kids. One mother said, look, my kids, he can sing like a bird, yeah? And then her kid happened to pass by. Sing to the auntie. And the kids just sing, wow. Maybe better than Liu Yang. Liu Yang is really loud. Sing so beautifully, right? Oh, the mother said, wow, you are good, right? And he left. And the other mother said, oh, my son is good in athletic. He can flip like a monkey. It happened that his kids come, right? And then, hey, show to aunties. Oh, he flipped like a monkeys, right? Oh, everybody, oh, you are good. Like who? Anybody over here are good in athletic? And then the third kid cannot do anything. When the third kid come over, just low down his head. I don't know how to do anything. I'm below average. I cannot do anything, right? But after mother washed the clothes, in the old days, a lot of clothes, bucket, two buckets, got to carry that. But these two third sons stand there quietly, waiting for mother to finish it, and lowering down his head, just silently walking by the mother, carrying the load of clothes, buckets of burdens, walking along with the mother. The other two kids are gone. They are out there to receive, you are good, you are good. But the only kids that knows nothing actually stay by the mother. Knowledge is good, but really sometimes puff up. But love can truly edify a person. Knowledge, I think, IQ is a gift. Of course, you need to pursue by yourself. But I think love is everybody, is hidden in everybody's heart. That's why we are here, not to pursue knowledge only. We are here to learn how to love Jesus, to love your peers and sisters, right? Now, so you have knowledge that idle is nothing. Let's continue reading verse 8. Verse 4, chapter 8, verse 4. Anyone that I never call your name, raise your hand, please. Never call your name, raise your hand. Oh. Sean's sister, what's your name? I'm so embarrassed, you're my church girl. What's her name? Shirley, yes. Ah. No, you gotta forgive me. When I'm up here, I erase all the name list. For some reason, I'm... Verse 4, chapter 8, verse 4. Louder, please. Five. Six. Amen. That's good, huh? So I guess as a Christian, you know that idol is nothing. What is idol? Idol is only a piece of wood, right? I mean, the Bible says a people go to the forest, chop a wood into three pieces, right? One piece he chop even into pieces to make fire. The other piece he sit down, he sit like a chair or something. The other one he make an image and worship that. That image. So the same wood. Some serve as fire, some serve under your butts, some you bow down to it. So really it's nothing. You have this type of knowledge, right? We are from God, we are of God, we are by God. God is all in all, God is everything. We all know this, right? But therefore you all have knowledge. You think, well, idol is nothing, and that's can you read? But he says that verse 7, but not all the people have the same knowledge. Actually, I didn't ask you to continue reading. Jasmine, can you continue reading verse 7? Jasmine. Louder. Eight. See, not everyone has this type of knowledge. I know you are educated, you are much better than anyone else, but some people think that, you know, in that generation, there's a god called Pan God. Do you know this? I used to have an airplane called Pan Am? From me. Yeah. There's a god called Pan God. This god was supposed to protect all the sheep and cows, right? And those people who do not acknowledge it believe that they buy the meat in the market, they has been offered to Pan God. Even though in reality, the merchandise do not have time to do it. It is impossible. It's not real that they offer, before they take to the market, they offer to Pan God first, then sell the meat. But not all have this knowledge. But because they have been, they used to worship idols, 拜偶像拜惯了, so they thought that what they eat is already offered to idols. Therefore, their hearts is defiled. Yeah? Understand? So in reality, no. But they thought it is because they don't have this knowledge. And they thought it is, even though it's not, you still partake it, your conscience is not clear, it's defiled. Yeah? Make sense? Hello? Do you understand what I'm saying? It looks confusing. Do you understand what I'm saying? Yes? No, I'm not there yet. I'm just talking about those people have knowledge, right? In daytime, you can see that they can eat anywhere they like because they know that they are not offered to idol. Even they dare to sit in the temple to eat food. Do you know in California there's a temple called Xilaisi. Yeah, maybe Xilaisi has a restaurant. And maybe have you ever been to Huoguangshan? You are in Western world. Then Huoguangshan have a restaurant, right? Then you know that it's impossible. There are so many people, they are going to offer the food to the idol in Huoguangshan. So you dare to sit inside, right? You have this knowledge, so you dare to sit inside. But there are other people who don't have knowledge. They even thought everything was offered to idol, and they eat it. They thought, but it's not. They eat it, so their heart is defiled. The Bible sort of say that two extreme case, right? Two extreme case. One has knowledge, do anything they like. They know it's not offered to idol, it's not going to care, right? The other do not have knowledge, even though it's not really happening. The meat offered in the market is not really offered to idol, but they thought it is. So if you think that it is offered to idol, should you take it or not? You should not take it, right? In reality, if it is not offered to idol, but in your heart, you thought it is offered to idol, shall you take it? You shall not. Otherwise, your heart will be defiled. And there are some people without knowledge, even their heart was defiled by this. Hello? Understand? You get it now? It's a matter of your heart. Only. Now, later on, I will draw you a diagram to explain this, if you give me a few more minutes, okay? So if you just read verse 8, if you just read verse 8, 其实食物不能叫神看重我们,我们不吃也无损,吃也无益。Does it mean that you can eat the food offered to idol by reading verse 8? How do you know? Anybody try to answer me? Victoria, if you shake your head, why? Okay, can you flip me the verse? That's right answer. That's why when you read chapter 8, right, you should continue reading till chapter 10. No, I like the answer from 1 Corinthians, sorry. Because I want you to give me the answer from chapter 10, because they are unit, right? Like read chapter 10, Victoria. Read chapter 10, verse 19 to 22. Can you read out loud?
Verse 19 to 22. What am I saying then? That an idol is anything, or what is offered to idols is anything. 20. But I say that the things which the Gentiles sacrifice, they sacrifice to demons and not to God. And I do not want you to have fellowship with demons. 21. You cannot drink the cup of the Lord and the cup of demons. You cannot partake of the Lord's table and of the table of demons.
22.
Or do we provoke the Lord to jealousy? Are we stronger than demons?
So if you just read chapter 8, verse 8, as if, food is nothing. You have knowledge, right? Eat it, it's okay. Eat it, it's fine. It is talking about the food on the market, right? But it doesn't mean to idols. Because the later part says that then you associate with Satan. So what is our knowledge? Our knowledge is that idol is nothing, really. Idol is really nothing. If one day you go back to China or Taiwan or Malaysia, are you allowed to enter into idol temple? I guess the church never forbids you not to enter, right? Because it's really nothing. But because you just dislike them, so you don't want to, you don't like the smell, you don't like the atmosphere, you don't like, you know, the incense, the smelling. But idol is nothing. So if you have faith, you want to teach IE students what is idol. Actually, when I was a little kid, I went in. There are a lot of ugly faces, you know. Some idols' tongue is so long. Some just so, really, I got nightmare after I go home as a little kid. So you don't need to go in, right? But it's not the idol something. It is the Satan behind the idol that is not something funny. They do have power. They do have power. So sometimes I tell brother and sister, maybe any icon, right? Anything, right? You keep worshiping it, one day evil spirit is going to working over there. Do you agree? You agree? Yeah, that's how terrible it is. I still remember one time, I tried to get rid of idol. I mean, we are trained. Before you get rid of idol, you should offer prayer and in the name of Jesus Christ, toss idol away or burn it or chop it, right? That time I was talking to that truth seeker for a long time. Then I know in my heart I should do it, right? But for some reason I just forget about it, right? So I forget about to say in the name of Jesus. I just grab it and toss it in the garbage can, right? Then I try to take it back to the church. Do you know what? I start to feel something very burdensome, very heavy, to the point I feel so troubled, so uncomfortable. Until I went back to the church, I know something is going on. So I kneel down and pray, Lord, forgive me. I forgot to use your name to take away the idols. So you have knowledge, idol is nothing. But you also need to acknowledge that food offered to idol is, if you eat it, you are associated with Satan. Hello? Make sense? Yes. Understand? Now, so we talk about chapter 8, verse 9. Chapter 8, verse 9. Joanne, can you read? Maybe that's read English. Thank you. 因为我也是读中文, so I need to hear English. Verse 10. Yes, huh? So yes, you have liberty, you know everything. Again, I told you, you feel like it's nothing to sit in the temple and eat. But how about your brethren look at you? Those brethren look at you. Hey, my IE teacher, who is IE teacher over here? My IE teacher, who is IE teacher over here? Peter or Anson? Anson, no. Anson? Nathan. What is your name? Nathan. My IE teacher, Nathan, eating in the idol temple. I have no knowledge. I even thought that everything for sale in the street may offer to idol. Yeah? Even though I do not know. I think so. But look at my IE teacher, he was over there. And therefore I think food over to idol is okay. So he may go and eat it. Yeah. So the Paul was trying to say is that because your knowledge, your brethren perish. Do you want to make your brethren perish because of your choice to exercise your liberty? Therefore, Paul says that. If I eat meat and make people stumble, I will never eat meat, right? When I was little kids, I cannot accept this type of truth. Let me ask you a question. Why do you need to live for other people? How many of you feel like, how do I need to care about other people? In the whole world, 只要我高兴, 全天下都高兴啦. As long as I feel happy, I don't care if you are happy or not, right? It's none of my business. You don't want to go to hell? Go ahead, right? I know what I'm doing, right? I don't need to sacrifice any liberty of mine just for you. None of my business. What do you think? Do you have that kind of mentality? When I was young, I had that kind of mentality. 为什么我要为你活? Why do I need to live for you? Why you need to be my burden? Right? But when we have become more mature, you realize that, yeah, from now on, I will not drink wine in the public. From now on, I have to be very careful if I go to Las Vegas. From now on, you know, I have to be very careful if boys, do I want to keep long hairs? Because you have so many people looking at you, right? If you join a band, let's say you are an IE teacher, join a blong, what kind of band? Rock band. Then people think, well, you know, singing rock is good things. To me, rock, how many of you enjoy rock? I know, but, you know, can I suggest you to do some experiment? Fasting prayer for, let's say, 3 days, and you go listen rock again and see how you feel. How about we try that? Now how about now we see in NYTS, we start to sing hymn in a way like rock. Huh? Then how do you feel? After 2 weeks of training, now it's, now you sing rock, how do you sing? Dong, chuk chuk dong, dong, chuk chuk dong, dong, chuk chuk dong, in the dong boom, boom, something. It's like, wow, you just feel. Really, I mean, sometimes I feel like, what is Paul trying to ask you to do? If you are a teacher, if you think I just want to be an ordinary believer, I really don't care about the other person. I don't even care about my son. Smoke is my liberty. I know smoke will not make me commit mortal sin. Yeah? Once in a while, drinking 2 cups of wine in front of my son, no problem. In front of my friends, I don't care because I know what I'm doing because it's only 2 beers. I know I'm not going to do anything wrong about it, right? I can join band. I keep the long hair. I can do whatever I like, right? I don't care what you think. Right? But if you want to be a decent Christian, influential Christian, a man can glorify the name of God, Paul says, if I eat meat that can stumble other people, I will not eat meat. If I know that, I truly know that eating in front of Miao the idol temple, I know there's nothing wrong, but because my IE teacher, my God stumble, then I will eat in other restaurant. Now, you are old enough, you got to make choices. Now, actually, if you look at the structure over here, chapter 8 talk about, we just mentioned about it, chapter 8 is how do you exercise your liberty, right? Do you choose to sit in the temple? And chapter 9, Paul was saying that Paul himself as example. That I give up on many things because of members. Let's read chapter 9. Chapter 9, verse 1. Joseph, can you read loud?
Chapter 9, verse 1. Am I not
He has many rights, right? He has the right to get salary from Corinthian church, to feed from Corinthian church, but he never acted that right. Verse 15 say, 我宁可使, 也不要叫人使我所夸的落空了. Can you read verse, Catherine, can you read verse 15? He'd rather die and not to receive any gift from Corinthian church. In the old days, right, apostles, they don't have GA to send them. They go anywhere, people feed them food, yeah? But he never want to get fed by Corinthian church. What did he do in Corinthian church? How did he make a living in Corinthian church? Anybody? According to Acts. Yes. He was staying with Priscilla and Aquila for about 1.5 years, right? Making tents. He's Paul himself. Does it mean that Paul never get fed by other churches? Yes, he does. I don't have time to ask you to flip to it. If you read the Philippians, right, Paul was very happy. He says that when you send gift over, I'm so joyful, may the Lord remember you, things like that, right? But why did he not want to take gift from Corinthian church? Anybody? Why he forsake this type of right? Why? Anyone? Huh? He won't be able to boast. So, a Corinthian may be boast. Actually, because this church has too much problem, that's why he don't want to get involved with it. Right? That's my personal feeling. You know, sometimes a preacher, we travel and we are waiting for people to feed us, yeah? We assume that every church provide lunch, yeah? Provide food for preacher, yeah? But I still remember one day when I go to Africa, Accra, Pig's Farm. Did you go to Accra? Did they have lunch for you? No lunch, right? Did you feel surprised? You feel surprised, yeah? You know, first time I went to Accra, the same thing. After I preach, Sabbath morning, there's a pastor room upstairs. I sit down over there, keep waiting for people to call, hey, pastor, come eat, right? Nobody come and call pastor to eat. Until almost afternoon, so we're trying to start. I say, oh, my stomach is very hungry. How come no food to eat? I don't know why African people do not feed preacher. The thing IA is too rich. So IA, you feed yourself. But Paul did not receive food from Corinthians because there are too many problems. You won't want to get involved. So sometimes, and if you read chapter 9, right, Paul, how many examples? Do you have time for homework? So maybe you can show me right now how many examples he says that indeed we have right. Verse 7. Anybody become a soldier and they prepare their own food? Number 1, right? Anybody plant vineyard, you don't eat the grape from it? 2, right? Anybody feed the cow, do not eat from cow and sheep? Number 3, right? Even the law, Mosaic law says so, right? Mosaic law says that the cow was doing the work for you. He tried to eat something. Do not stop his mouth to eat something. The law says so, right? Because the cow was very working hard for you. You should not just, you know, seal his mouth and not allow him, you know, to eat while he is doing that jobs. So it makes many examples. Verse 13, right? So if you labor in the holy work, you eat from the temple, you serve the altar, you take the food from the altar. So he give all reasonable example. But what? He forgive all these kind of rites just for the sake of Corinthian church. Because you are not mature yet. You are not there yet. You know what? To feed other people is a blessing. To feed pastor actually is a blessing. You are not mature enough. You are not there. I am not going to exercise my right. It's really amazing, brother. Many things you do not know. Actually, I really admire the senior pastor in USGA. They forsake many of their rights, which maybe you are not aware of it. I'm sorry to say this. For example, Even though TJC in other places, preacher teaching TDP, they have extra pay, not in USA. Even though you go to other TJC, GA, lunch hour, oh, like when I go to Singapore, I'm sorry, the students serve a table for minister. Minister have a, the instructor have a special table, the students what? 帮他们盛饭啊, 帮他们 serve this and that, right? But preacher over here, sometimes they don't have food to eat because they are the last one in the line, right? Do you notice that? Maybe you don't. Actually, I'm not trying to say this to make guilty, to make you feel guilty. I'm just saying that don't we have the right to make you do something for us? Don't I have the right to make you to serve us? I'm not your father, can I? My son is older than you, maybe, right? Maybe like your uncle, right? If I ask you to 帮我盛饭, I think it's only normal, right? Do you know what is 帮我盛饭? How do you say this in English? Yeah, give me a bowl of rice. I think, well, if I'm not your father, I probably can be your uncle, isn't it? Like even uncle is entitled to request about this, right? But USA TJC, the senior minister, they said many good examples in local churches. Do you know that our early work in SGA, they really, really do wonderful things. When I think about it, I say, thank God. Do you know in many GA, you want to join seminars, you got to pay money? Do you know that? I don't know, Korea GA. Do you know Korea GA need to pay money to join seminars? Taiwan, do you need to pay money? I'm not trying to belittle those the other GA. Even like Canadian come here, we don't any take any a penny from Canadian board. Even like TDP from UK, TDP student from we believe that it's good that USA should enjoy this kind of blessing to give more than receive, right? So doesn't mean we don't have right. It also doesn't mean your eyes should be blinded that we should. Many, our early worker for giving this kind of right. It doesn't mean that you are bad, so therefore we give up this right. It doesn't mean that. But just want to, you to know that we enjoy, just like Paul says. Actually, our liberty is that we are glad to forsake our liberty. You know what I'm trying to say? So it's not because Paul was very painful to say it. It's because thank God we have the power. He has the power to make money by himself. Thank God you don't need to enjoy just for you that one day you can grow up, right? Oh. For you it's the same thing. Okay. What time shall we finish? 5 more minutes. For you it's the same thing. When you one day you become mature, you become adults, really do you want to do things that ruin your kids' faith? The way you dress, the way you talk, the way you drink, do you not want to live a life for other people? Or in the future, you only think that I am the center of universe. If I'm happy, everybody is supposed to be happy. You are not happy, none of my business. You go to hell, I don't care, it's your business. What do you think? So that's why you can exercise your liberty just like chapter 9. Let's read chapter 10. Chapter 10, verse 7. Chapter 10, maybe verse from verse 1 to verse 7. Or maybe just verse 7, I don't know, 3 minutes. Jessica, can you read? You cannot read. You lost your voice. How about you? Help her. What's your name, sister? Amy, where are you from? Dallas, can you read? 10:7.
And do not become idolaters as were some of them, as it is written, people sat down.
Verse 10 talk about those people do not give their liberty. They do what is do not give their liberty. As long as I enjoy it, I can do anything I like. This, you don't forsake your liberty. If you do that, you will be just like those people in wildernesses. They just 坐下吃喝起来玩耍. How do you say this in English? Sit down and eat, get up and play. What does this verse trying to say? What does this verse refer to? Jeffrey? Refer what? Refer what did they do? Anyone? I said, read it very clearly in 7. What did they do? Huh? Hey, are you guys sleepy or what?
Huh?
Partying. What did they do what did they do when they are partying? Huh? Pagan party, yes, but what did they do? Verse 7, read it again, loud, read it loud. Idol, yes. They are worshiping idols, they are worshiping golden cow, yeah? How did they worship golden cow? They sit down and eat, get up and play. Right? How many of you have ever watched the Gentile people worship their idols? Like in your own country, where you come from, where your parents come from? Really, I mean, in Taiwan, when they worship idols, they have 布袋戏, right? 布袋戏. And they have 歌仔戏, right? 歌仔戏. They have shows, they have all types of shows. Therefore, indeed, they have 流水席, they have feast. 坐下吃喝起来玩耍. A lot of, if you pay attention to pagans worshiping, many of pagans worshiping have to do with sit down and eat, get up and play, right? Just imagine, just look at different culture. I don't know about Korean culture. Maybe you should observe Korean. I'm talking about Taiwanese culture and China culture, right? That's how they do it. Now, that's how they exercise their liberty. You exercise your liberty means what? As long as I like it, as long as I enjoy it, I can do whatever I like. But how many of them were die because of that? Verse 8 says that 23,000. Actually, if they have time, I don't know, counselors. I don't know if they have time. If you have time, okay. I don't want to give you force to do some work. I know it's the end of NYTS, right? But if you can, have time. Verse 8 to verse 11, you want to look for the references in the Torah, in the five books. What Paul was trying to refer concerning the old style. When did they worship idols? Of course, you know that they are under Mount Sinai, right? When did they commit adultery? Of course, you know it is in Siting, right? How do you say Siting in English? Right. There are many events over here. Can you reference to? Actually, if you have Concordance Bible, actually, it's over there. Concordance Bible. The answer is over there. Or you have like any more complete Bible. But I'd like you to know. So, brethren, you can, again, what is true liberty, actually? What is true liberty? Oh. True liberty is you forsake your liberty and for others' benefit and enjoy doing it. That is true liberty. Let's pray in silence.